This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A British think tank says under Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal, the British economy would fall 3.5% from where it would be if the UK stayed in the European Union. AP correspondent Zuria Shackley reports from London.
The National Institute of Economic and Social Research study released says the agreement would deliver a $90 billion blow to the UK. The researchers based the prediction on the assumption that the UK would leave the bloc with a free trade agreement with the EU after a transition lasting until 2021 while negotiating new deals with other nations. Britain's government says it plans a more ambitious trade deal with the EU than the one considered by the think tank. The research suggested a no-deal Brexit would cause an even greater loss to the economy with a 5.6 blow to GDP. Zaria Shackley, London.
Prime Minister has set new elections for December, and Parliament has approved. Two career U.S. diplomats on Wednesday are telling the impeachment inquiry targeting U.S. President Donald Trump that the president held a deeply negative view of Ukraine as a corrupt country. They say the president's view complicated diplomatic efforts to bolster Washington's relations with Kiev and support its fight against Russian separatists in the eastern part of the country. Catherine Croft, who worked as a Ukraine specialist on the National Security Council, testified that during her time as a national security aide, she received multiple unexplained calls from Robert Livingston, a former U.S. Republican lawmaker turned lobbyist, telling her that the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine should be fired. That ambassador, Marie Yovanovitch, testified to the impeachment inquiry earlier this month about her dismissal. The U.S. Federal Reserve today cut short-term interest rates by 0.25%. It's the third reduction of the year. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.